My man OC, we are all the way live, and I want to bring the listeners into the reality we live in. We were just delivered a fantastic, authentic number 72 jersey. Boys, they walk, boys must jump. Okay. And you had to sign.
Man, listen, whenever I see a 72 jersey, I just get so happy. I just do. You know what, J-Bell? It's like, I've been retired for like 4 years.
Yes.
You understand what I mean? So if you're still repping the 72, ooh, that means
wee,
you are really, really about me. You understand what
about
I mean?
That
like
business.
You are about that. And
I like it.
Anybody who represents me like that, I got to represent for them.
I'm all about that. I'm Team OC all day.
Yeah, that guy sent me a jersey. He put out something on Twitter saying something about a 1,000 or 100. Might have been 100. Might have even been 10. Might have been 10 retweets.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow.
And if he did that I should sign the jersey for him. He put out the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
He got the retweets. I signed the jersey for him. You got to be a man of your word, J-Bell.
You are. You stick to the game plan.
Yeah.
And you know why this is fitting? I just thought about this. It's week 7.
Yeah.
Add a 2 on that.
Okay.
7-2.
Listen, I like the way your mind works.
Woo!
That is impressive.
7? That's impressive.
That is impressive, man. Because I never would have thought that. I'm so tired.
I know. You've had a long week, my friend. You've had a long week. On and off the court.
Yeah.
So
definitely,
but
man.
But you're the kind of guy that can bounce back.
Moving houses.
I wasn't going to throw it out there, but you're moving houses.
And, you know, on top of that, you know, I had to play a soccer match yesterday.
Explain how you moved houses.
Yes.
And got away to play a soccer match. Because that's viewed as fun.
Yeah.
Okay. In the midst of chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you how I did it. Because I was watching something on P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
And P. Diddy said something that...
Is he called P. Diddy still?
I think he's still P. Diddy. Diddy.
Okay, Diddy.
Yeah. And he said something that I found really, really interesting. He said, I don't want to work. I worked so hard to have money to pay other people to work. So, while they were talking about moving houses, I wasn't saying I was carrying the boxes.
You were tired of watching people?
So, I was tired
of
observing people. It was mentally stressful. So, physically, I could still go play soccer. But mentally, I was tired from watching the people move the boxes.
You didn't pack anything up.
Not one thing, J-Bo. Not one single thing. I laid there and I just watched my wife. And she had brought a couple of people over.
Okay.
She brought all her friends.
Got it.
And they were just walking around packing stuff up. The only man in the house, just one man.
Sitting down.
Laying down.
Oh, my gosh, OC.
That was my life.
Oh, my God.
I did that.
Oh, my God.
I apologize.
Luckily, your son was at school.
Yeah, he was in school.
And the little one can't.
He can't
don't
do
know
nothing.
What's going on.
He can't do nothing. I had a problem with him today, actually.
Really?
Oh, man. He's turning into a terror.
Break it down.
This little boy, man. Because it's just women around him, and so they coddle him, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
So the minute he makes one, they grab him, oh, no. So today, I had just had enough.
Oh.
And so he was crying, and I just picked him up, I just grabbed him. And he was moving, he was like, let me out. I just grabbed him, I was like, no, stop crying. It took about 45 minutes now.
Wow.
Yeah, he went to war.
So he's still strong.
You are your father's son.
You
are your father's son.
You're like,
you
determined.
Yeah.
You don't break easy.
45 minutes, man. But eventually, he went to, and I was like, good job. Now you can sit down.
And that was it.
That was it.
Have you ever had to do that before?
Not once. But, I mean, he's been behaving like that. It's just been building up and building up. And today, I was like, you know what? I got time for you today, son. I got time for you. That's probably why I'm really tired.
Yeah,
because
I got time for you
I got
you
time
today.
For you today. Yeah.
I accept this challenge.
I accept the challenge. And he fought, too. It was good.
It's amazing how the human mind works, right? It's just he realized that I can be this way with mom.
Yes.
Not with
that. Not with that. Not anymore.
Nah, no. he's like, all right, mm-mm. this is we don't do this.
Yeah, I left the house. He didn't say chow, nothing. He was mad. He was still mad. I was like, bro, you're one. Like, how do
Let
you
it
know?
Go.
How do you even know to be? Man, these children are funny, man. Anyway, what we got, bro? What we got going on?
Oh, man. I this conversation's got me in a whole nother realm of thoughts, but I mean, it is week 7.
Yes.
Put a 2 on that, so it's special.
Yep, yep.
I wanted to ask you something. You said something early in one of our podcasts about how you became a better player as the season went on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching teams that started fast, not have success of late. Mm-hmm. I'm starting teams that were middle of the road or figuring themselves out, be successful. You're seeing things shake out. I was wondering, around week 7, 6, well, we could say 6,
mm-hmm.
When did you start to see yourself become the guy that you were going to be that year?
Yeah, I would say for me, usually around week 5, week 6, somewhere around then, that was when I was like, okay, I'm hitting my stride now. Mm. Like, my tape watching skills are exactly where they need to be. I know exactly what I'm looking for because year in and year out, it would change.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So I knew exactly what I'm looking for. I know exactly what I'm doing. Physically, I felt in incredible shape because I took care of my body.
Yes.
You know, after practice, the lifting weights, the extra running, the cold tubs, and all that good stuff. I did all of that. So physically, I was where I needed to be. Mentally, I was where I needed to be. And you could just see it, man. During the games, my explosion, everything was there while other people were fading off.
And that's interesting because we talk about the teams that are having success of late and the leadership those teams have.
Yeah.
And if they don't have a guy like you to watch, the younger guys,
yeah,
or just the leadership in general, that's how we conduct our business, you can start to see why some teams fade away.
Absolutely.
Why they don't have that level of conditioning. You can see some teams where in the fourth quarter, you're like, these dudes are tired.
Done.
And it could be an array of things, but I think you're spot on. It's like if you're going to be a playoff team, if you're going to make that push and be successful, every year it's year to year.
Mm-hmm.
People do different things. You got to know how to watch film. You know how to fix yourself and what you're doing technically wise. You got to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
And the teams right now that are having success seem to be doing that.
Mm.
Who
would you say is the best team in the NFL right now?
Oh, God, you're going to hate me.
Yeah.
You're going to hate me.
The best team in the NFL.
So you said the right word.
Mm-hmm.
You said the right word.
Yeah.
I say the Patriots.
Good.
I say they're balanced,
mm-hmm.
and I say, amazingly, they are what they were that first Tom Brady year, dominant on defense. They play a little different. Their defensive backfield is ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
but they're playing, you know, power running.
Okay.
They're running the ball.
So mm-hmm. that being said, mm-hmm. one game
uh-huh.
to win it all,
uh-huh.
one game.
Ooh.
Are you picking the Patriots against anybody in football right now?
No.
So they're not the best team.
You gave me the best. Right now, I don't know who their opponent is.
Doesn't matter. One game,
yep.
I'm asking you a question.
Yeah, I don't know if I can answer that.
How can't you answer the question? Are you picking them against any single team in the NFL right now?
Yes.
Really?
Just right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Any team?
Right about this time. It could change.
Drew Brees led New Orleans Saints.
Drew Brees is not back yet.
I'm just asking you.
I mean, they were going to arguably be my number 2.
A Green Bay Packers? Aaron Rodgers with that defense?
They're nice.
Yeah.
They're just not as balanced.
So you're picking New England against them?
Yes.
Seattle?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd pick them against Seattle. I'll give you that. Yeah, I would pick him against Seattle.
Yeah, I mean,
I would.
You mentioned something really interesting.
Mm.
Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
LaFleur.
Yes.
Okay. All right. He's the McVay type of tree. Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, the ones who've fallen off the tree, basically, because none of them are doing anything right now.
Well,
none of them except the Shanahan.
I say LaFleur is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why. This is why.
Mm-hmm.
He has his system. Kind of the run, play, action kind of game, which Aaron Rodgers is doing. But he's got Aaron Rodgers. Who else has Aaron Rodgers at quarterback? So, yes, you got your system.
Yes.
But you got that dude.
Yeah.
That makes it crack.
And they've played six games now.
Yes.
And offensively, they haven't.
They've gotten better.
Offensively, they've
gotten better. To your point. But to your point, and what we said about evolving during the year, great players do. That's why I asked you. They are offensively starting to evolve. But I think that because you have Aaron Rodgers, you got that extra engine that as a play caller, it just doesn't exist if you have Jared Goff.
Mm. You know who I'm not picking New England against right now?
Who's that?
One team I'm not picking New England against.
Probably a good one.
San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh!
No chance.
Really?
No chance.
You
no
got
chance.
An argument there.
They have no chance. No chance.
You think, I'm kind of with
you. They have no chance. They can beat all those other teams. Cool.
Yes.
And I'm not even saying San Francisco
might
is
even
better
than all those other teams.
Yeah. They might not be better than Green Bay. Even though they're undefeated, I don't know if they beat Seattle.
I think I know where you're going with this.
But they'll beat New England.
Because the defensive front.
They will punch New England squarely in the jaw.
They will. The pressure on Tom Brady, who is not. Okay. And.
They're going to stop the run.
And they can stop the run.
They can run the ball.
And they can run the ball.
They can rush the passer. And they had good cover corner. This is a solidly built football team to contend with exactly what New England does.
So,
I pick San Francisco.
I like this because this is challenging my football brain, which is not very big, by the way.
Right. Right. What?
Right.
Did something like this happen during the when we were filming the show and we're talking about like corners and somebody was like, oh, it's the best corner. And somebody was like, Jay Bell. And we all started laughing.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta bring them in. We're in the green room talking, getting ready for the show. And someone makes a joke about how did it come out?
I remember. It was something about a top corner.
Yeah, a top corner. It's like, oh, it's like saying Jay Bell is the top. And everybody starts cracking up, including me. And then you go, you know what's crazy about this? That we all started laughing about Jay Bell being a top corner. That was so cruel yet
was
so funny.
So mean. Oh, so mean.
But it was funny. Yeah. It was funny. Just like that was funny. You just said, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
you
got us to a good place right now.
Yeah.
You got us to a good place. The matchup between New England, San Fran.
Yes.
Okay, so we got, I know what you're saying, D-line against 49ers defense, Patriots offense.
Yes.
It's going to be a nasty battle.
Very nasty.
Okay, cool.
Speaking of nasty battles, go ahead. I'll get to
other side of the ball.
Okay.
What is Bill Belichick going to take away from the 49ers? What is he going
to
stop?
He's going to attempt to stop the run.
Right. Okay. Yes. So he's going to attempt to stop the run. And you know he puts the six guys on line scrimmage. He makes it very difficult, right? You're going to have to – he's going to make it difficult to run that stretch zone, which the 49ers do.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to have to do well? You're going to have to play man coverage in the back and lock dudes down and say, Garoppolo's got to beat me.
Mm-hmm.
What do the Patriots have as far as the secondary? Is it the best in the league?
Not the best. They have the best corner in the league.
You don't think that's the best secondary,
Olsen? I think they have the best corner in the league. Yes.
They have the best secondary. Mm-hmm. Who's better as a secondary?
Mm-hmm.
They're the best secondary, bro.
Let me think.
You can come back to it, but they're the best
secondary. Yeah, I'll come back.
They're the best secondary.
I'll come back to that.
You are my defensive front expert.
Yes.
They're the best secondary.
Okay.
And I'm not an expert.
Okay. I mean, no, that's fair. That's fair.
When you tell me something about the defensive front,
that's fair.
You always give me a nugget when I'm going somewhere. And I'm like, it's like my eyes open.
Yeah.
They're the best secondary.
That's fair.
They're playing because now in football now, remember the zone blitz was big, and all these different zones people played like early on in your career.
Mm-hmm.
Now these quarterbacks can beat all that. You know what they can't beat?
What's that?
Tight man coverage.
Yeah.
It's the era we're in, and they do a good job of that. But I like it. I think you've shifted my thinking towards San Francisco. I think you're on to something.
Speaking of San Francisco,
okay,
we played. I think it was 2011, the NFC Championship game against San Francisco, and people always ask me what's the toughest game you've ever played in.
Ooh, interesting.
Jay Bell.
Jesus. Interesting. Christ.
Can you
the
imagine?
The first Super Bowl?
Second.
I'm sorry, the second Super Bowl. Oh, yes.
A bloodbath. That's what that game was. Like, I remember, first of all, they had to play New Orleans first. Mm.
So they were ready.
And they played New Orleans, and secretly, we were watching the game, and we were hoping that they beat New Orleans because we didn't want to go to New Orleans.
Did they beat them in New Orleans?
No.
Okay, no, that's good.
No, they were a high seed, so New Orleans had to go there, but we were a low seed, so we would have had to go to New Orleans if New Orleans would have won the game.
Ooh, you didn't want that.
We didn't want that.
You know
problem.
About that trap.
So we're rooting for San Francisco, and they finally won. You know how they say, "Be careful what you wish for." This team, coached by Jim Harbaugh,
you know he's a bully,
was the nastiest, most physical, most intimidating football team I've ever run across.
Are you serious?
I've
never even heard this from you.
Jay Bell, listen to me, Jason.
Break this down.
First of all, they must have hit Eli 93 times.
You looking at Eli, is he dead?
Oh, my God. They just smack, smack, smack. Oh. And Eli just kept on getting up.
Eli's
just
tough, man. That's why you got respect for him.
And the way they were built, just smash mouth football. This was like a real total. Like, both teams wanted to win that game so bad, J-Bell. Like, I can't really explain it to you. You'd have to be in that type of. Because we both wanted to win the game so bad. We both deserved to win the game.
It was on the line for both of y'all.
It was ridiculous. And we left that game, and we got on that plane, and we were like, whew, I just want to go home, man. Incredible, man. Don't let anybody tell you, but Jim Harbaugh, that San Francisco 49ers team.
They were tough.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I got a question. Because I watch it on – I'm watching the game.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was that – I mean, I knew it was physical, but you're not in it, right? You're not in the fight. You don't know.
Horrible. It was a horrible, horrible – I don't wish that kind of game with nobody, bro.
Wow.
Because it's not – there's good games that you enjoy.
Yes.
This wasn't a game that you enjoyed. It was a
–
We made it out of here alive. It was like a physically punishing, you know – toe-to-toe, two heavyweight. This is what heavyweight fighters would go through.
Question.
Yes.
Question. We know the NFC is that kind of conference here.
Yeah.
So you coming out of that, winning the Super Bowl, did that become an advantage?
100%.
You just came out of a nasty 12-round fight.
100%.
So when you go in the Super Bowl,
100%.
You are battle tested.
Think about even the first Super Bowl that we won, right? Mm-hmm. You got to think about what we had to do to get there.
Now,
like, first of all, you beat Tampa. Tampa was okay. They were cool.
Yeah.
But then we had to go to Dallas.
Oh, gosh. And Dallas was the best team.
The best team in football at the time.
Yeah, I think so.
And we had to go through that. And then from there, you go to Green Bay.
In Green Bay
in negative 10-degree weather,
man,
to face Brett Favre. And then you finish that, and they're telling you, oh, these guys are going to run through you. Like, what?
What are you talking about?
You know what war I just been to? You know what we just came out of? Are you crazy?
And you going to think, this? I'm scared of this?
Yeah. So I think the NFC is, they're going to battle now. And whoever comes out of the NFC, I don't see who's going to challenge New England outside of maybe Kansas City if they get their stuff together.
But them boys in the NFC, whoever comes out of that dogfight,
they're going to be prepared.
I like this.
They are going to be prepared for whatever the AFC has to offer, man.
Simon, remember this. Week 7 OC. I want this to be called Week 7 OC. Simon 7-2. This is probably one of the best. Nobody's talking about this right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are saying, let's see who does this. If these guys, late playoffs, beat each other down, who comes out there ready, sword sharpened, game time?
Ready.
I like that.
Ready to go.
I like that. And that's for you, bro. You get to sign your name to that because.
Right now.
Because as a player, you saw all of this. All of this. I got one thing I want to talk about before we get into questions, because we got to talk to our people today.
You have to.
Yeah, we need to get to questions somewhere.
We didn't talk to them last week because we just couldn't talk.
Yeah, after, we couldn't talk. I was done.
Yeah.
But we need to get to questions. Okay. And, you know, Simon's trying to earn his money because Simon's got 12 kids.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's got 12 kids.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are.
I saw a picture of Simon and his wife.
You did?
Yeah. It must have been on Twitter or something.
Okay.
And I was like, good for you, Simon.
You were like, well, that's what they're paying you, Simon.
Good for
okay.
you, Simon.
That's getting that good,
good
money.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
It must
be the money.
I put the phone down and
yeah, good for you. Must be the
I
money.
Said good job,
must be the
Simon.
Money. Yeah, yeah.
Good
yeah,
job.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I thought I'd mention that.
You know, that's
great.
What, you know, it helps,
yeah.
You know. Financial security.
He did well for himself.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's good. Simon is completely
He's red.
Yeah,
he's red.
Red
right
he's
now.
Red. He's
yeah.
red.
Shout out to Simon.
For all those Simons in the world that
yeah.
I respect you.
He did
I try to live like that too.
I did this, J-Bo. Good job, Simon. I was proud of you, Simon. Good job, man.
Simon, don't let your wife listen to this.
Good job.
Don't even do it.
Just like this.
I know that's what you did, too.
I did.
Oh, gosh. One thing we saw at the game, I want to talk about the Tottenham game real quick. We're standing at the end. Fans are fantastic. It's just electric. And F.A. walks off the field. Through the tunnel.
Incredible.
And we looked at each other. It was me, you, and AK, Alistair
yep.
Kirkwood.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just like, you know, and he said, mentioned to you about, you always said that, you know, there needs to be a player from here.
Yeah.
They need to have their own.
Yeah.
And it was like this culmination, this
yeah.
moment where it was like, it was his.
Yeah.
And nobody tried to act like it was theirs.
Yeah.
My God, how happy were you for him?
I was really happy for him.
F.A. Obada, man.
Just to see what has happened
mm-hmm.
and the way everybody has embraced him and to see him performing and then to know what this guy has been through.
Yes.
To know what he's come from.
Yes.
And then to see him running off the tunnel in an NFL game in London and the people are going nuts.
Nuts.
And I'm looking at him and I'm like, I can't process what that must what is a guy who wasn't playing ball a couple of years ago.
That's bigger than what's comparable to
you
that?
Can't compare anything to that. Because most of us, like, I didn't start till I was 15, but still, I
yeah,
was 15.
Yeah.
I went through the whole
yeah.
high school, college. You went through the whole high school, college.
Yeah.
He just kind of turned up.
I just can't find anything.
Nothing. I don't think this has ever happened before.
This is the fan base here needs to be proud of themselves.
Yeah, they did that.
They did that, bro.
They did.
And that stadium was rocking. It's like nothing anywhere else in the States.
Yeah.
The cheering is constant. It's a lively environment. People bring us food, OC.
Oh, that was crazy. That was crazy. They just
shout out to our friends.
He had on a Cowboys jersey.
Yeah,
and I didn't mind. I ate that food.
Yeah, I ate it. It was really good. I didn't even mind.
I
appreciate that, man.
He just kind of.
Yeah. And then turned his back like, y'all going to eat this. I'm not worried about y'all.
He was so cool, man.
He was so cool.
So cool.
He said, you guys hungry? Went and got the food, came back, set it on the edge, and walked away. Like a G would. Like a gangster in a good way would. I really appreciate
gangster
that.
Gangster with an A.
Gangster with an A. So that was good. That was a good moment. I want to see more of that. The kids from the academy were there, and they saw F.A., and I mean, what else do you want?
Yeah.
I mean, it was shout out to everybody who made that possible. Let's get to the question, Simon.
Yeah.
My man moved.
I got a question for you,
yes,
actually.
Sir, bro.
But no, let's get to these questions.
No, ask me the question because I might need 5 minutes.
Do you want me to ask you the question?
Is that
okay.
scary?
Is it? Not really.
Okay.
Here's something that I thought about.
Okay.
Because I've seen a lot of things.
Yes, you have, brother.
And
this is true.
So I've seen young men, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
With older women.
Okay.
Who weren't like rich.
Okay.
I've seen that.
Young men, older women.
Yeah. I've seen like
who wasn't rich?
Yeah. The older women okay. weren't rich. The young men were just with the okay. older woman. I've so seen just, that.
Yeah, I have. I've seen that too.
Have you seen a young woman with a really old man who wasn't rich?
Not in a well-developed country. Is that a good answer? Not in a well-developed country, my friend. Because, and not, you know, not in a well-developed country. That's my only answer.
I just thought of that. I was
not
like,
in a well-developed country.
Because they say age ain't nothing but a number. That's what they say.
Yeah.
But
age plus a low number in your back pocket equals a lot of.
It was just strange.
Minuses to the age of the woman.
Yeah. It was just strange to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's
funny?
Yeah. I've just never seen it before.
Yeah, but, on that.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I'm just throwing, I mean, I'm 41, so yeah. I can't speak as an expert, but like I don't know if I'd want to be that old and go that young.
Yeah.
Like what's
What is the
I like the be careful, Jason.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Take a minute.
Take a minute.
Because
I like.
I'm willing to get kicked off.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do
nah.
it. I gotta pay for this school.
Yeah,
my daughter's
that's
in.
Expensive.
It's expensive
school.
Out here.
It's expensive,
yeah. Yeah. I didn't get your contracts.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for that loan to come through.
That's
I
okay.
asked you about.
But don't worry, we're gonna ride that bike pretty soon. Right out here
yeah,
in the hallway.
We're gonna ride that bike.
You know, so they better know what's going on.
that bike's gonna be real. We're gonna be on that bike. I like people's experience, right? I like to have conversations and all that. And I think that growing with different people, or age gives you wisdom.
Yes.
And I think I would enjoy. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. So I think. Not saying anything about younger people. Younger people have a lot of wisdom. I just think that, I like that.
That
like
age it. Disparity is it's a lot.
It's a lot of years. I mean, you know, it's a lot. Doesn't mean anything. I'm not saying, hey, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
Man, I need it.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm 37 now. I'm 37. When you have conversations with like a 20-year-old, it's a fascinating thing, bro.
It's fascinating. It's almost like I can, like if I talk to my friends' kids and they're young,
yeah.
It's like their level, it's like they make more sense to me than a 20-year-old.
Right. Right.
You know
correct.
What I'm saying?
Correct.
I'm like, I just am like,
correct.
Their world and what they're, and then you're looking at this era and you're that age group and you're like, gosh, this social media has just eliminated your brain cells
just,
a little bit. Some of y'all.
It's almost as if, and I hate to say this, but I thought this. It's almost as if there's a percentage of the population mm-hmm. that is just getting exponentially smarter.
Yeah.
And then everybody else is just getting dumber. It's the weirdest thing. It's like it's just a percent. It just keep on getting smarter and smarter, and everybody else is just getting dumber.
Wow. You could be onto something, and you know why? Because the information's there.
Yeah.
It's not hidden. Like, if you are thirsty for it, you can go get it. It's not like you have to go to this institution of knowledge and there's a barrier of entry. I mean, it is there. Go digging, you know? You don't know have to have access to this high-quality library anymore.
Right.
It is
it's
here.
Right there.
And if you learn how to decipher it, right, and know what you're reading and your sources, you can be as smart as you want to be on any topic.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the initiative or want to put the time in, you're just looking for sound bites.
Just getting junk.
You're just looking for, give it to me quick. Let me regurgitate what I've heard.
Yeah.
And then you just get dumber. You just, not dumber, because I don't want to say you're dumb, but you're just repeating all and hearing what you're hearing. And it's not the truth.
You just slowly but surely
like losing your opinion.
It's crazy.
Because you don't really have an opinion anymore. You just listen to so many others' people, you think it's yours.
You're right.
You think it's yours. Because to have an opinion, you have to challenge your opinion so much and be so wrong so many times that you come out of that and you be like, this is how I think because I thought one way And I went all the way through.
You're right.
And it takes
you're
time.
You're 100% correct.
It takes time.
I know, but people just aren't doing that.
Because it takes time.
That's incredible.
How did we get here?
I'm sorry. Go to the questions. I apologize.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah.
That is, you know.
I learned something just now, Jason. Thank you.
I think I learned something, too,
yeah.
by just talking through it,
yeah.
you know. And I'm willing to marry somebody 20 years younger than me.
Are you?
No. 10 all day. All
20
day. 10
years
all
younger.
Day. 10 all day.
10 is
10. 10 all. 15
is a good
I can
number.
Do.
10 is okay.
I can do 15.
Yeah. I believe I can go, well, I'm married, so.
Yeah.
That's the end of that conversation.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. How do we? Layla's going to kill me. We were just talking. We were just. Oh my God.
Like, I literally have my ring on. And I'm sitting over here like, I can go. No, you can't go anywhere, you dumb.
Oh, God, look at this question. Oh, we did not plan this. Oh, I think Simon's a psychic. And he's rich. Craig, he's asking this. I'm flying from Scotland to get married near Pittsburgh.
Oh, my goodness.
True. Can I get your advice for married life and your views on the Steel City? Any experience of Heinz Field? I played in Heinz Field. Mm. I got ran over on the goal line by Jerome Bennis. Goal line stance. It was. What are you going to do?
He ran over everybody.
Texans coming in. Bop!
Yeah. Yeah, he ran over everybody.
I
saw Jerome Bettis one time in the hole, and I made a business decision. I did. I was like, it's not worth this 1 yard.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
You can have this.
You got it, bro.
Jerome, you got this. You got this. OC, what's the advice on the married life?
Well, on the married life, I'll tell you this.
Can't ask me.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. It is not as difficult as people make it out to be.
Okay.
It's just not. Don't do dumb things. Period.
It is that
D-D-D-T. Don't do dumb things. Like, I'm at the point now where, like.
I like this.
Like, my wife can ask me something, and I'm like, and I look at her, I'm like, does that seem like something I would do?
Yeah.
And she'd be like, nah, that's just it. Because I'm going to do stuff.
Yes.
But what I'm not going to do
is dumb stuff.
Is dumb stuff.
No.
You understand?
You just don't live like that.
Just not going to do it.
You don't live like that.
And as long as you don't do stupid things, mm-hmm. I believe you. It's just you have to understand the person who you're with.
Yes.
They need to understand you.
Yep.
And you just need to. It's not that hard. I was reading this thing on this woman. Who, this is hilarious, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She saw in an article how, like, animal trainers
mm-hmm.
train animals.
Okay.
And she started to use those techniques on her husband.
Whoa.
Yes. And okay. Turns out, the same way you train animals,
you can train a husband.
You can train a husband. The exact same way.
Definitely could train me like that.
Yeah, the exact same way.
It's work on me.
You reward good behavior,
uh-huh.
and bad behavior, you just completely ignore.
Oh.
Completely. So she was like, her husband he'd lose his keys, mm-hmm. and he'd get irrationally angry.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, where are my keys? And before, she would get into an argument.
Yeah, like,
so
stop.
Right.
Yeah.
So now what she did was, she was washing the dishes, and her husband was like, where's my keys? Oh, and she just didn't say one word, didn't acknowledge nothing this man was saying. She just kept on washing the dishes. And then after like 5 minutes, he just slowly cooled down, and then he eventually found his keys, and then he just went through and gave her a kiss and then walked away. And so after a couple of times of these type of things happening, she started to realize that just subconsciously, he wouldn't do those things to annoy her anymore. And then all the good things that she liked, he would be like, oh, you know, he wanted to make her happy. So he started to do good things that she liked. And so their marriage just kind of developed like that. And then she eventually told him. And then maybe like a year later, he started to use those techniques on her. and she didn't know. You understand? That once it's just a mess, man. But moral of the story: ignore bad behavior, reward good behavior, and you're gonna be good to go.
You know what, OC?
Yeah.
Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
You just made me smarter.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. Try it.
I'm the person jumping around like a madman, though.
Imagine.
Just ignore me.
But imagine if she just, you were doing all that,
yeah.
She didn't even engage.
Yeah.
She was just silent.
It would
blank.
Work. It would work.
After a while of,
yeah.
you'd slowly calm down.
It's kind of like when I start talking crazy and you look at me for about 5 minutes and I'll be like, hey, we shouldn't do that, should we? Be like, no, I don't think
no,
so.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that's a good
calm
decision,
down.
Jay,
you just though. Calm down.
We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Craig. You're going to have a good marriage.
Yeah.
And the Steel City is great. They got that street where all the bars are off. Why do I always know where the bars are?
Yeah.
I know.
No, I know why you know where all the bars are. But, you know, we're not going to talk about that.
We're not talking about that.
Because we're about to enter contract negotiations.
Yeah, yeah. None of that. None of that. The mighty Garofalo? Garofalo? Is that what it is? But that's like the Garofalo, which is a book. You read that book, the Garofalo? It's a kid's book. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're about to read it again.
Yeah.
So, yeah. My daughter's got all these. Anyways, just listen to the pod with Tequila Spikes,
mm-hmm.
and it made me give a 5-star review for an NFL podcast for the first time.
Wow.
Outstanding. Hey. We dropped the mic, so.
The mighty Garofalo.
We're with you.
That's what's up, man.
Let's get
Thank
to this
you.
Last one.
Okay.
Sandra Van Roy. That is a rich name.
Yes.
You own property.
Is that Simon's wife?
It might be her. That's where they're hiding the money? Okay. I get it. The Van Roys? Okay. Simon is like, stop it. Just look at him.
No more. He's red.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the Tottenham Stadium with its own NFL field and locker rooms? But the question is, just for 2 games a year?
Ooh. Yeah.
Love the pod. Love you guys. Yeah. Thank you very much, Sandra. Stadium.
Okay. So
locker rooms.
Yeah. So
games.
Yeah. 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 So I was standing on the sidelines, me and you were, and we saw Alistair, and I was like, Al, how do we go back from this? How do we go back from this experience? He was like, oh, no, it's cool. You know, we signed up with Wembley, you know, people want Wembley Stadium, and you, as you guys like to say, you got to give the people what they want.
Got to give them what they want.
But inside, I was like, is that really what the people want?
Oh, my God.
That Tottenham Stadium for an NFL game was simply sensational.
Unreal.
Sensational.
Love it.
The locker rooms.
Man.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Ambiance. Incredible. It doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't.
Shout out to Wembley. I love Wembley.
Yep.
We love Wembley.
Definitely.
Wembley has given us a lot.
Yes.
They have.
Yes, they have.
There is no doubt about that.
None.
But that Tottenham experience, man, like when those players,
wow.
when they go home, they're not going to feel like, oh, I was in a novelty. No, they're going to be like, we played a real NFL game. In the case of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, got our face bust in and went home. Like you
yes.
played in a game
yep.
and you just went home. That's that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
Nothing other than that.
Yep.
I don't know if you can get that at Wembley. I just don't know if you can get that in Wembley. You can play a great game, enjoy everything, but I just don't know if you get what you get in Wembley in Tottenham.
I know what you're saying. It's amazing, man.
Yeah.
It's proud to be a part of the first run. This is it. I'm gonna. This is it, and we're out. Okay, you're gonna like this. At Tottenham last Sunday, this conversation, it actually happened. Okay, OC to Simon. Where's the food? Simon to OC. Why? Are you hungry? OC to Simon. No, but that's where Jay Bell will be at. That's
true
it.
Story.
that's the podcast.
J Bell, no, this really happened. Like, we were walking around looking for, we're looking for you. At this point, I hadn't seen, you know, your message. So we're looking for you. I was like, man, where is he at? Where is he at? And I was like, you know what, Simon? He's going to be where the food is. He's going to be exactly where the food is. It was like, we went into a couple of places and you were nowhere to be found. He's going to be where the food is. That's where J Bell is.
Oh, gosh.
And where were you, J Bell?
Where the food was.
Just sitting there just munching.
That's it, man. Oh, man. One more. Simon, where are we top now? We're topping. We're topping Hong Kong. Top 100. We made the top 100 in Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong?
Yes.
Woo!
Good looking out, Spikes. You got us to the charts in Hong Kong.
You see what I'm talking about?
Man, we coming. We coming for every country in a good way.
Shout out
in
to
a very respectful
Shout out to Hong Kong,
way.
Man. Shout out to Hong Kong. Hey, we feel you. We're not scared to speak on you,
I am
Hong
not,
Kong.
I am not scared.
What's going on there is wrong. We don't have no interest in China.
We got an interest with them bikes we about to be riding outside, though.
My phone, they ring, the morning is calling. If I'm not wrong, if I'm not wrong, we might if I'm not wrong, 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 we might if I'm not wrong, if I'm not wrong, if I'm not wrong, if I'm not wrong. One day, one day, one day, one day. One day, one day. She hand carry, she hand carry. One day, she fan carry, she fan carry. One day. 1-4 to the course, 10 feet. Anything I touch, in my order legit. Was that the cause? It's a fool for this beat. One man army, I don't accept defeat. Drum roll, let the games begin. Let the world.